The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of the Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. We're raising you to a higher level of consciousness, and we want you to wake up. Wake up to your true potential. Wake up to who you're supposed to be and the life that you're supposed to live. To be free. To live without camouflage. To live without boundaries, because we are limitless. Everything that we want to accomplish in life is within us to set out to go and get it. We are designed to go and consistently learn and step into new ventures. Don't restrict yourself by trying to live in a box or trying to have a set of rules that governs you. You must respect the laws that exist for the land that you live on, but you also need to free yourself so you can be limitless as you're supposed to be. Wake up, everybody. This is the Barrington Show. Raising you to a higher level of consciousness is bringing you to a place that you will find more pleasurable for you. We'll give you all the answers that you're looking for. If you are hearing me now, it means that you're searching or you're trying to seek something. You're on the right path. You do understand that there's more to it than you're living. There's more to explore. Because we're limitless, we forever will grow. We will not restrict ourselves, because the moment of restriction has started the end for us. We've accepted life as it's been taught to us by our leaders, our teachers, our culture, maybe our parents. It's not the way it's supposed to be. You follow the rules that exist around you because you must. But as far as your ability to get to another level, to wake up, to be enlightened, to live a spiritual life, to live without fear, to have the ability to understand that you are the driver of the vehicle that you're a part of. You are the owner of that body. Though it's a temporary ownership, it's on loan. You will have to return it. And I suggest to everyone that if you do have a body, which I think you do, because you're hearing me with the ears that's attached to the body, you'll have to take care of it. It is your greatest asset. And if you don't take care of it, it's going to fail you along the way. If you didn't service your vehicle, it'll break down and leave you at the side of the road. Same concept falls true with taking care of who you are, taking care of your body. You're not the body. You're not the mind. You are an entity that lives within, but it is your castle, and you must protect it. You must care for it properly, You must rest it. You must nurture it. You must give it the proper food, vitamins. You must clean it. It is yours. And someday down the road, you will have to return it. But if you want it to serve you and serve you well, now, act now. Come into a conscious living. Come into a conscious way of life. Act now and take care of it. And you will get the best service from it. Tie yourself into spirituality. Learn to connect with all that there is. Attach yourself to the great wave of life. Live a life of freedom. Restrict yourself, resist from restricting yourself, and live limitless as we are intended to do. Just be free. Wake up. Take away the restrictions. Remove the boundaries that you have or somebody has set up for you. Be kind to yourself, but protect your greatest asset. Protect what makes you move, what gets you from point A to point B. Wake up and realize that there's more to your life than you understand. You haven't been following or getting your instinctive response from the creator or from the guardian angel, as you'd like to say. The instructions are there for you. No one is permissible to get the instructions to pass it to you. If somebody's telling you they know more about you and about your future and how you could live your life for a prosperous life, they're full of something. Your instructions are laid out for you by you. And by connecting into the spirituality, by connecting into a way of living life, by connecting to all that there is, by making that connection, you are on the path of collecting the instructions to govern you, to make you who you are, to make you more alert, to wake you up. That's our intent. Join us. Stay with us. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for being today. I'd love to thank all the listeners that's been with us for a very long time. I also want to thank the new listeners who has just joined us. What a great opportunity it is for you to experience spirituality. As I would like to say, this is a great way to live life. And this is what we're going to do. We want to open up spirituality for you. And you come with an empty cup, like we talked about last week. Come with an open mind. Come with the intent of walking away with something new. Do come along and join the journey. If you are following this path, if you are intended to become more spiritual, if you are planning to connect yourself to all that there is, remember, it is important to have somebody who can guide you along the way. Follow the instructions. We don't have a physical map, something that is tangible you could look at. But there are people out there who are designed to help you along the way, to open the door for you, to show you the door, and tell you that you don't need the luggage or the baggage or the excess weight that you're carrying around. You don't need that. Just come with a willing heart. Come and listen, and you will hear something that will make sense to you, and you will journey on by picking up more information on the path. It is important that you find somebody that you respect and you want to follow and to listen to their teaching, and then you follow through. When you went to kindergarten, if you didn't have an instructor in the room, that would be more of a chaos than it was, or university, or to the job, or to your, you know, being just a child to your parents. It is important that somebody who's been in front of you will open the door for you and introduce certain things to you or introduce you to the idea. There's no harm, and it's a great thing for you to find somebody or to listen to someone or follow a path that's been laid out for you. Somebody else who knows the way. If you didn't, and you probably don't know where I live, if you try to find it on your way, it'll be difficult. If I were to give you specific instructions or a roadmap, you'd find it and you go directly towards it, and you won't be tired or discouraged or left alongside of the road and change your mind and turn back. Follow somebody, something, some source that's going to guide you to that particular spot, the map is good. If you listen to this program and it's not for you, and you should hear something that you don't agree with, it is not code to call in and voice that opinion on somebody that you may disagree with. Most often, you probably don't understand some of it because we're not at that level, or it may be that we're speaking at a level beneath you. Either way, you are into spirituality, and part of it will teach you to be respectful and kind to everybody. That's what I would like to say. So thank you, everyone, for coming. Thanks to all the new listeners. All I want to say to you is welcome home. Welcome home. Today wouldn't be the day if I didn't talk about the football game, because everybody's been asking me about Super Bowl. I'm not into sports. I don't follow sports. I don't know much about it. And to be very honest with you, I don't even know who's playing. And it'd be rude for me to say I don't care, but it's not my thing. I do not follow that. So for those who are into it, good luck. And I hope the best team wins. I can't wish for both teams to win, because I don't think God plays football and he probably doesn't care. So somebody will win today, and it probably will be the best team. So good luck to those who are following that, and I hope you enjoy it. It's unfortunate because now, and I've heard over the years, there's a tradition and you go out and you have food and hang out with your buddies or friends and you watch the big game and it's a celebration. That's not happening now. At least it shouldn't be happening. Not here, because we're told not to do that. We're told not to have the party. We're told not to follow the get together and do what we've been doing traditionally for many, many, many years. So I was told. So I'm sorry about the situation. I didn't create it, but I still say good luck, and good luck to everybody, and good luck to the winners. And the reason it's not permissible for us to do that is because we're in the deep lockdown of COVID and we're still there. Some of the children are just going back to school tomorrow after being off since before Christmas. So it is what it is. It's a bad scene. We're going through this pandemic. We're dealing with it. Every time I talk or speak to somebody now about it, all I'm hearing about is the mental illness that is associated with it. That has to be hard. It's driving people crazy to be locked down and can't step out and to go anywhere. It suck, but it is what it is. And I know for sure this too shall pass. So for trying to deal with it, cope with it, you can't change it. And we don't want you to be a part of it or to be affected by it. I actually hear now that they're saying that the people who's got COVID, now they're looking at a potential danger later on in their lives from the damages that it's doing to our hearts. So if that's of any concern, and it should have been from day one to anybody, take care of yourself, protect yourself, you know, isolate yourself as best as you can, follow the rules that has been laid out for you, and step away from the temptation of wanting to break that rules, the rule. Just be cautious, because apparently this is a lot deeper than they're saying it was, or at least I'm just getting that information. Maybe they've been saying it all along and I didn't hear it. But take care of yourself. Take care of the body. I want to talk about that for a little bit, because the body is the greatest asset, and you have to be mindful that it is 70 to 80% water, and a lot of the illnesses that we have, including the depression and other ailments that we may have, it could cure with just drinking a lot of water. Wash that thing out of you. And if you were to step it up and make sure you put a lot of water through your system, you will clean it out. You will flush it out. You will get rid of the stain that doesn't belong there. When you put on a uniform of some sort and it's got a stain on it, you throw it in the water, it comes out. If you're ill, the same thing falls true. You can't throw yourself in the water and hope that it will come out. If you're having a shower, remember the shower isn't only cleaning the skin. It is also removing the negativity from you. So that's a great thing to do before you go to bed so you can enjoy your sleep. But if you want to take care of yourself, try to boost the immune system. And another thing I want to say is, it is cold where I live. We're in the north of Canada. It is very cold, and it's not pleasant to go out for a walk, but it is something that we must do. Bundle up, get out there, get some fresh air in the lungs. Get some fresh air, not the stale air that's in the house. Go for a little walk. You don't have to do it for hours, but get the motor running. keep the motor running, get the heart pumping. If you can keep that heart rate above its norm for approximately 20 minutes a day, you're doing great. You're doing good for yourself. Just keep the heart rate a little bit normal, above normal, and you're doing great justice for you. Get out there, go for a walk, take care of yourself, protect yourself, and live a happy life. Have we got any emails?
We have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show with Barrington. If you'd like to write in with your comments, your thoughts, your questions, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And Shannon wrote in right at the beginning of the show, and she says, when you stated live without camouflage, that says it all. And that's from Shannon. Bert writes in, he says, when you talk about retiring the body, where are we retiring it to? Back to God? I believe in the Bible, and it does state that we come from dust and we shall return to dust. What are your thoughts on that? That's from Bert. And Eileen writes in, thank you, Barrington. Always such positive words on this Sunday afternoon. Thank you. And that's from Eileen, and back to you.
Thank you, Eileen, and thank you for being a part of this. I appreciate your comment. I appreciate you being here. It's wonderful. Without you, I don't exist. I really need for you to be there for us. And thank you for taking the time to send us that email. Bert, your question, you asked, are we returning the body or retiring the body to God? It's been a little confusing because I don't know that a lot of people know where God is, so we could pack up the body and mail it off to him. What happens is the body is made of dust or from the earth, and you're absolutely right about what it says in the Bible. We're 70% water and I think 12% dirt or dust. So it goes right back there. That's exactly where it goes back. If you burn it, if you bury it, whatever you do with it, it is still going to go back into the earth. And thank goodness it doesn't leave, because eventually the planet would fall apart with all these people leaving with their bodies. We can't. The body doesn't leave here. The body never leaves the earth. And we don't die. We rebirth. We recycle. We come back again. Like a tree that falls down, soon enough, another one will grow right in the spot in its stead. So we're the very same. The body remains here. Once it's too old, broken, or diseased, we lay it down and we get another one. And that's what I speak about on the YouTube video of rebirth. It is continual. It doesn't end like water. If you try really hard, you can't get rid of water. If you drink it, you're gonna, bring it back. And if you cook with it, it goes up in the air and it circulates and it goes back. If you go into the desert and you spit on the sand, the very hot sand, that bit of water is going to find its way back to the ocean. It's a continual circle, much as we are, a continuous circle. The body goes back to the earth. And let me just say, some believe that the earth is actually God. I tend to think we're an extension of it. I tend to think we're part of the earth, even though we're not physically connected to it. You know, we can walk around and move and jump and all those things, but it is the provider. It is the source that brought us here. And with water and air, I think it's 6% air or something like that. So 70% water, 12% dust, and 6% air. And you have to treat that accordingly. And that's what I was saying earlier about drinking a lot of water, because you are made of that. And by diluting that constantly through your system, you're cleaning it. You're constantly cleaning it. And the dust is the dust. It's the food, right? That's where it's coming from. And whatever you eat, that potato, that lettuce or carrot or, not a donut, by the way, that doesn't categorize as food. Hope I'm not insulting anybody. But the point being is that it is just going to stay here, and it's continually staying here. You need to be mindful of the food. It's one of the most important thing when you're doing a lot of exercises, and only 29% of the exercise is going to benefit you, where it is 69 or 70% of the food is going to do justice for you. So be wise as to what you're eating and protect your greatest asset. And I hope I answered your question there, Bert. And retiring doesn't really mean retiring. It means you're taking a break. And the earth, everything on the planet stays on the planet. It never leaves to go anywhere. And that's a good reason why we're still here after millions of years. Can you imagine everybody who dies would take a piece of this with them? Then we're going to be down to a soccer ball. Shannon, thank you very much for that. And the camouflage comment that I've made, this is what we do. You're absolutely right. You know, I don't want to go poking at any particular religious group or any group for that matter, because everybody's got their own motive to do what they do. But a lot of them will tell you how to live, even where to live, who to like, who to dislike, you know, what should you wear? You know, who should you be friends with? Who should you marry? And all these things, they have instructions for you. But the last time I checked, I didn't see a baby show up with an instruction manual. And if it did, it'd be awesome because we'd be less confused. But because it didn't happen, somewhere along your path, they put you into this canister and tell you how the life should be. It's a lot of crap. It's not true. And nobody, and I said this earlier, no one is going to get the instructions for you and then pass it on to you. Then you would be playing the broken telephone. So your instructions will come to you. And this is what I talk about all the time, about connecting yourself to spirituality. If you are connected, if you allow yourself to get into that groove, to tap into the source, to connect to all that there is and the God that created you, which I tend to think is you. I was saying that earlier for Bert, everybody who's listening, including Bert, that the God that exists is you. So you are the God. So I'm going far to talk about the camouflage. They're telling us how to live, where to live, you know, and the best way, and the friends and the nice cars and all these things. But in truth, the true you don't require all these fancy things and the bling. You just want them. What is required is a clear understanding as to who you are, what you are, what's your purpose. If you're hearing me, you're searching. If you're searching, that's a good thing. That means that you've not restricted yourself. You're not restricting yourself to be living with limits. You truly understand that you're limitless. You ask that rich, rich, rich man out there how much is enough, and he's going to tell you a little bit more, because we've taught ourselves to keep going. That is innate with you, to want to get more and the knowledge. So when you study and you meditate and you get to this level, it is natural, instinctively, for you to go to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. We never stop growing. We never stop expanding. We want. When you stop expanding, that's the moment you start depleting your value, your self-worth, your desire. Climb as high as you can and learn about you. We're living in a really weird time right now with all the COVID stuff. We're learning how to relive another life that we've built, in my case, more than 50 years of managing. And now all of a sudden it's turned upside down, and I'm walking around with a mask on my face and standing outside in the lineup in a very, very cold line to buy beer. Well, we're not used to that. This is new for us. The restrictions are here, and a lot of us are being defiant, and we're trying not to cope with the rules, which we have to, because it is what it is. But it is hard. We're learning a new way of life. And 10 years from now, we may look back at this time and go, wow, thank you, whoever, that it's over. But we're adjusting to something that's brand new to us. We're changing. And the old life that we knew of yesteryear is no more. Tomorrow and then on, we will have to create a new way to coexist. I tend to think a lot of the planet's being cleaned up because we're restricted. We're not flying everywhere, not sailing everywhere. We're not doing a whole bunch of things. Actually, I don't even hear about forest fires anymore. So the planet itself is taking a break. The planet itself is learning how to rejuvenate itself, because we're not constantly digging it, shaking it, pulling it, tearing it apart, or polluting it. So it's taking a break. Is this nature's way? Is it nature send out a giant broom for us to do a little cleaning up? We're not sure. We're not sure how, why. We are sure that it's here. So we have to protect and take care of what we need to protect and live in one unit with our planet, with our bodies, with everything. We are here for a purpose. And this is an opportunity for you to sit back, learn to love yourself, Learn to love the neighbors. Learn to love everybody that's in your corner, everything that exists in life, from the blade of grass that's out there in the field to the mighty oak that stands tall in the forest. This is an opportunity for you to step back. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing for you to connect to your spirituality right now? Connect to it. Learn it. You're not going to get it all tonight. I shouldn't say that. You may not get it all tonight, but that's okay, because consistency is going to be a great weapon for us. When you gingerly walk into it, you go towards it step by step by step. Every time you take a step, you get a little bit more understanding, and in the same time, get a little bit more desire to want to go a little further. It's easy to do. Keep it on your mind. Keep it in front of you. Keep your eye on the ball, and eventually you will realize, and others around you will realize, that you're starting to live in truth. You're living in truth. You're living the way you should live. You're not under the camouflage anymore. Thank you very much for that, Shannon. You're not under the camouflage anymore. You need to step out away from it. And what you've considered the norm may not be the way your life should be. You've just accepted it. And accepting something may not be the best path for us. The camouflage is not the best thing for us to deal with. The best thing, or the best way for us to live our lives. So step out. Step out of the box. Step out of the boundaries. Jump out of that fish tank that you're in and go for a swim in the ocean. You know, and just experience something different. Allow yourself to grow. See life in a big picture. Stand on the mountain if you can and take a look at the sun. The sun is still there. It's not polluted. It's been that way for the longest time, and it's free. Connect to it. It's absolutely free if you could see it. You know, you may have to buy a very big house on top of a mountain, but still the sun is free. Experience that. Go for your walk. Live a good life. You've heard me say this many times, and I'm going to say it again. If it's not true, don't say it. You're hurting yourself in doing that. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. You're still doing yourself a great injustice. And if it is wrong and you see yourself doing it, or you're a part of it, stop doing it, because it is also hurting you. You are going for that long walk and you're carrying unnecessary baggage that is slowing you down. Put yourself in that path in your mind. Put yourself on that path with your actions. Put yourself on that path with your intention. Know that you are not the body. It is just a vehicle. Know that you're not the mind. It's just a tool. And learn who you are. Identify yourself. Stand up and be strong. Go on that path and make your load that you carry the lightest. Do not restrict yourself and do not live under the camouflage. For a lot of us, we don't even know what it is. We don't know, where do you start ripping this thing off? Where do you start trimming the edges? You need to identify with yourself. And a great way to start doing that is to say, this is me. That's not me. That's not me. That's not me. And when you remove all the things that is you've identified as not you, then there you are. You've just found yourself. Come into the light. Come into the light. Someone asked me earlier, the differences between meditating and praying. Well, meditating, if you really pay attention to it, it's you're sort of listening to get the instructions. You're listening and hearing. But we train ourselves to get this instruction. Once you've been in meditation for a very long time, you don't have to listen anymore. You just hear it. Praying is kind of like outsourcing for help. You know, you're outsourcing. You're saying, please give me this. Please bring me that. Please protect me. Please guide me. Please give me wisdom, or give me a man. Give me a woman. I don't know. Give me money. You're outsourcing. To whom? Well, you're doing that to yourself. You're outsourcing to yourself. There's no one up there that's taking down that note and writing it down and says, oh, well, you know, you've been good. You deserve this. There you go. You can have it. No. But if you pray often enough, you will get that answer, because what we're doing is you're putting your mind in that path for that, whatever it is that you pray for, to come towards you. Is it good health? You could gain great health without praying. I know that for sure. Or finances, or that partner, or the big house, or the job, or, you know, ace in the interview. It's you prepping yourself. That's what you do. And the prayer is directed towards you, but you're outsourcing this information. Please come and give me help. You know, we may as well, you know, send in that prayer to a foreign country for them to come and rescue you. But I have said, and I will continue to say, there is no rescuing. You made this choice. You created this path. You are the entity that's going to bring forth the best of it. Nobody comes to rescue you. You want to be rescued? Look in the mirror and ask that person in the mirror to rescue you, which is the God that exists. It's hard for a lot of you to hear that. A lot of you don't want to hear that because we were told since day one how godlike we are and how you pray and ask God for this and he will deliver, or she or it will deliver. And, you know, at teenage years, we're a little restricted. I was talking about that earlier today. You're restricted as a teenager, young adult. And then you get into your mid-30s and you realize the inhibition goes away and all the restrictions that you thought were the truth goes away. And you step into a new person. You step into another realization. If you thought you were shy, all of a sudden the shyness goes away. If you thought you were restricted, all of a sudden you step up and you feel bold and you feel brave and you feel like you've got this fight that you will win. But it happens. The same thing happens, and I've said this a few times. If you were hurt, molested, disturbed, abused, any of these things when you were a child, and they try to tell you to keep it a secret, you're building a bomb inside of you that inevitably it's going to explode in your third or fourth decade in life, and you start acting a certain way. You don't know why. Nobody around you know why. You just thought you've lost your cheese melted off your crackers kind of thing. But it's because it wasn't dealt with, and you're keeping that secret within you. And that's how you deal with it. The God that exists is you. And you need to be able to understand that all the things that you thought God was going to do for you, you could do it for yourself. And if you take a step towards it, if he does exist, he'll meet you halfway. But now you're seeing the progression. You're seeing things grow. Step towards it. Create your own source. You are the driver of that vehicle, if you want to call the vehicle your body. We had an email earlier, and they ask about what happens to the body. The body, and a lot of people that's been here for a very long time in this planet, North America, where we are, believes the earth is the God because it produces everything. You add a little bit of sunshine and the oxygen and the water, and you've got everything that exists here. Nothing foreign ever comes in or go out. So if it's all here, where's this heaven that they talk about? Or where's the hell? You'd have to be here as well, unless they're waiting for you to die and then you fly off into some land without a body, because we're going to burn that first. So the hell and the heaven exist within you. And you choose where you want to live. So you don't have to wait till you die or you lay the body down before you go to heaven and experience all the greatness that they've told us that exists there. You could start it right now. Right now, just choose to live in heaven by a positive thought and stay on that side. And eventually, inevitably, you'll understand that you are in heaven. But if you also choose to live in the other place, the HE double hockey stick I always talk about, then by all means, you're going to be there. Things will happen. And you will say, well, yeah, I am here. And the negativity that you carry around will remind you constantly that you are there. You are the God that exists. No one is above you. No one is going to give you the instructions that you need to live your best life. No one will come to rescue you. Nobody will come to rescue you. And I've used this example. And if you've listened to the show before, you'll hear me say, you're out in the ocean and out of the corner of your eye, you could see a big fin coming towards you. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and ask for somebody to rescue you. Or you take my advice and swim like really, really fast, if you can, to get out of the way. Because that big giant fin, and I've said it before, isn't coming to get lunch. isn't coming to rescue you. I'm sorry. They're coming to get lunch or dinner, depending on the time of the day. But no one's coming to rescue you. So for you to sit idle, fold your arms, sit back, and say, this entity, this source is going to take care of me and rescue me and give me a better way in life. Well, test your theory. Go ahead and test your theory. Stand in front of that moving train and see what happens. I'm not suggesting that's what you do. I'm just simply saying I know for sure no one's going to come and rescue you. Don't even ignore that. Ignore that. Have we got anything else?
We have a couple emails. Lots of listeners today, folks. If you'd like to write in, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And Joey wrote in a little bit ago. He says, funny you mentioned the Super Bowl. I was actually going to write in and ask you what team you wanted. Thank you for clarifying. May the best team win. That's from Joey. And Katie writes in, says, I love your analogy regarding the earth becoming as small as a soccer ball if we all left. That is quite the insight. That's from Katie. And let's see. Yvette writes in and says, positivity, meditation is everything. I like when you said, quit swimming in the fish tank and aim for the ocean. What very powerful words. Absolutely love what you're teaching today. That's Yvette. Back to you.
Hey, thank you very much, Yvette. And yes, it's what we try to do. We try to get somebody to expand themselves, step out of the box. You know, we may have all had that teacher that told us we're not going to make it. Or if you're like me, I'm one of the three that's not going to get past a certain level. But that's okay. They're giving us their knowledge based on their experience. And it's not the case at all, because they don't know anything about you, especially once you've stepped up and tap into the true source. You know, you've attached yourself to that winning circle and you will move. Thank you for loving the show. I appreciate your feedback. And we look forward to having you here for a very, very long time. And this is what we do. Katie, yeah, you know, from the day I was born, and my great-grandmother, my great-great-great-grandmother is saying that we're all going to go to heaven. And, you know, proof that we don't leave here, at least if we are going to leave, we're going to leave at the same time. And then by all means, the earth won't be here, because I think after how many millions of years and how many billions of people that would have lived on this planet, if everybody was leaving and taking a bucket full of them, yeah. We'd be downsized drastically. So that's not the case. But, you know, not to harp on anybody who wants to believe what they want to believe. What I want to do is to say, open the door, open the window, look outside, you know, express life and just go a little bit further. Push yourself to the next limit. You know, if you want to be that doctor, that lawyer, that anything you want, why can't you accomplish it? The person who's doing it right now has nothing on you. Nothing. You are that same person and you're connected and he's you and you're him or her. And you have that ability to rise up to that level. Push yourself, challenge yourself. You know, when you could do 10 push-ups, learn to do 15, you know, because you have that ability and you'll understand or you'll learn that the body is cooperating with you. All that there is, the power, the great wave wants you to succeed. The great wave wants you to succeed. And that's what you're going to try to do, you know, is to be the best that we can. But in all saying, in all the same too, you want to be the best person to others. Be the example that you would love to see. Don't expect the next person to change. You change and the environment will change. Maybe that person will change or they'll go away. Birds of a feather flocks together. We all know that. So if you're, you know, you don't see the fox and the chickens hanging out anytime at all. So whichever one you want to be, you're going to be in that pool. So choose good company is what I'm trying to say. Choose good company and be the change. And you've heard this many times. Be the change that you love to see in the world. Start with you. Connect yourself to the source. Connect yourself to your fuel. You know, the same way when you go out every day, you use your cell phone, it dies, you come home, you connect it back to the source and it rejuvenates and it continues. Well, there is a source that governs the cell phone, electronics, everything that we use, we call it current. But then we have a source that governs us. You need to be connected to it. When we ran around many years ago without shoes, we were very well connected because we were actually physically touching the earth and we were getting what we need to get from the earth through the body. We slept on the ground. Now we're up on the 30th floor in a high-rise building, and we never see the earth anymore. It's all concrete, and we're in high heel shoes. Some of us were in high heel shoes, and we're not connected to anything. So go to the next level and connect yourself to spirituality. Connect yourself with the spirituality. Connect yourself with all that matters. Connect yourself to the source that exists. Be mindful that you are the greatest thing that walks this planet, the most complex machine. Wouldn't you want to know how it works? Wouldn't you want to know the best way for it to perform? Eat properly, rest properly, clean it properly, take care of it as you would a newborn baby, and it will perform for you. The brain will clear itself, the body will clear itself, the organs will clean itself. This is what it's designed to do. But you have to feed it. You have to feed it the way it needs to be fed. Take care of it the way it needs to be taken care of. Rest, rejuvenated. Same way you like recharge your cell phone. You got to keep doing that all the time, over and over and over and over again. Someone said to me a long time ago, I don't know that we need to burn incense every day to clean the negativity out of the air. I said, you probably don't. You probably never need to do it, but then why do you have a shower every day? Aren't you cleaning the physical? So yeah, you need to take care of everything around you, clean your environment, and do everything that's going to benefit you, because you have the right to live the best life that you should live, and you have the right to tap into the source that's going to feed you the best and teach you the best and give you the best wisdom and the best knowledge, the best physique, the best health. Tap into it. You own that. You hold it to yourself. And it doesn't matter if you're 18 or 80. You're going to be the best you could be physically at that age. Start now. It doesn't matter. Just start now. Mr. Joey, thank you for that. And I'm sorry, I must be embarrassing myself, because apparently everybody watches and listen to football and follow the sports. I never did. It was never part of my life. And the only time I'd watch an event is when they're near winning. Like if our Toronto Maple Leafs were in the playoffs, which I can't remember which, I think it was 2000. And, you know, I remember watching some of the games because it was exciting, because the energy around me was good. But I am not a sports person. I'm not disrespecting anybody who wants to do it. That's your thing. And if Sundays are your day to sit back and lazy around and watch sports, good for you. Go to it. Go hard. And the best team is going to win, Joey. I know that for sure. I'm willing to put money on it. The best team of the two that's playing today. That's all I'm going to say. And they're best today. So thank you for that. I hope I gave you the answers that you're looking for. I talked a bit about limiting yourself. I said earlier about living in the aquarium when you could go jump in the ocean. And, you know, the fish that's in the aquarium thinks you're crazy because you could get gobbled up by a big shark or something like that. But what if you are the shark? Who's going to gobble you up? But living in restricted areas is stopping you from growing to full potential, because you've accepted it for what it is. You've laid down your arms. You said, this is it. This is it for me. It's not the case at all. There's always, always a way to figure out how to get to the next level. As a human being, the more you get, the more we want to get. And like I said earlier, ask that rich guy how much is enough. He'll say a little more. And, you know, when you're trying to work your way to get to a spiritual platform, you'll find that the race that you're doing now, and it's not a race, by the way, there is an end inevitably for this cycle or this walk through life, but you're not racing to get to anywhere spiritually, because you have your own pace. If you're a busy person, you might not have the hours that is required to do all the meditating. You have your own pace. If you're working out of town, you spend so much time commuting back and forth, you don't have the time to sit down and do what is required. But all we say is put yourself in that channel that you're exposed to it, that you could see it, you could feel it. When you have a minute, you reflect on the now. Just see yourself in the present. Ask yourself the questions as, how did I get here and when did I get here? And you look at you internally and see you, and stay in that mindset for a little bit. You're now in the now. You're now living a higher level of consciousness. And now is the place to be. Take a 5-minute break every day, anytime you can, maybe even 3 minutes, and just take a look at yourself. See you who you are. Take a look at the journey that you've traveled and see the journey that you want to take to go forth. Be connected to the now. Bring yourself in the present. Don't allow this all to pass away, because like a lot of us, we look back at that age and go, man, I remember if I had time, I should have, I would have, maybe I could. And you don't have to say that anymore, because if you tap into it and you open that door from here forward, you'll make all the right moves. You'll do the right dance. You'll hear the best music. You'll associate yourself with the best people. Step into your spirituality. Step into the way and see the way you want to live. Do not accept the fact that you think you're peaked or you're maxed out. Free the mind. You're not maxed out. You can never be maxed out. You're as big as the universe. How's that even possible? You are as big as the universe. The universe is in universe. Is in you, as opposed to you being in the universe. And if you do all the scientific breakdown, you'll see that every piece of every element that exists on this planet also exists in you. Therefore, you're a mini version of. If a dog has a puppy, that puppy is a dog. If we're created by all that there is, we're it. I've seen it in some of these Bibles. I think it was Psalms 82, verse 6. It says, we're all the sons of the Most High. It means we're the gods that exist. And I said this earlier in the show. Now, you need to know that and you need to live accordingly. Do not settle. And like Shannon said, camouflage has taken away our vision, given us no hope. But that's not the case at all. Take care of yourself. Tap into your spirituality. Learn to meditate. Step back and see yourself. Do not allow yourself to live in prison with your anger. If you're angry at somebody, you're restricting yourself. If you've got needs or you think you have needs to be vindictive towards someone, you're restricting yourself. Let yourself be free. And by doing that, and you've heard this, let the truth shall set you free. So you need to live it. You need to live the truth. And keeping in the secrets is killing us all, breaking everything that's inside of us. Let it go. And it's hard to do. But start with forgiveness and realize that none of this has anything to do with you. It just happened. It just happened. It has nothing to do with you. The rain falls on the just as well as the unjust, the unjust. The rain just falls. So if you show up on this planet and you find yourself in an unfortunate situation, you're not restricted. You're not there forever. You're there because you've accepted it for what it is. You can change that situation at any given time, but the change is gradual and the change is based upon your desire. The change is based on your desire. I was watching a program a few weeks back. I taught this gentleman was saying he was in prison. And while he was in prison for many years, many, many years, he was practicing to be on a stage performing for people. And no one saw how that would have been possible because he was locked up in jail. And he said, no, I'm going to be on stage. I'm going to be performing. And something happened. Some guy showed up and took the blame or admitted that he was the one who actually committed that crime, and he was on stage performing shortly thereafter. And I thought, wow, there you go. Because he knew he's not restricted. Things can happen. And when you tap into your spiritual ways of life, the doors open. The doors open for you. I said to you last week, I fell asleep, or a week back or so, I fell asleep at the wheel driving home one night because I did. And somebody called me, my voice called my name, and I popped up and realized I was on the highway driving my vehicle. And I saved myself, or whoever it was that made that call, not a phone call, you know, I heard the voice. And I popped my head up because I was like, I'm in my car by myself. How's that even possible? My point here is that do not accept defeat. Do not allow the devil to come and run the rest of your life. You have the ability to connect to a higher source, to plug into that entity, which is the one that refuels you to bring you to the destiny that you deserve to be at. But you have to find it and connect to it. And it's there. And the greatest moment you'll accomplish is when you realize, oh, wow, it is there. You'll step towards it. You will move towards it. It will benefit you. It will get you everything that you desire. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. I have a book. It's called The Awaken and Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose, raises you to a higher level of consciousness. It lets you see the you in you and lets you see yourself without the restrictive ways of life or the camouflage. It gives you a journey that you could take to get to the next level. I understand a lot of us don't know which direction to turn, which step to take, which entity to follow or any of those things. I get that because we're all there at some times. But I'll tell you right now, if you're hearing this, then you're definitely on your path. Just follow it. Just follow it. And you want to read more about spirituality. You want to be more conscious about who you are. This is what we're talking about. Awaken an Ascension Guide. Align yourself to the true purpose. You could pick this up at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. If you were to go to the website, BarringtonAwaken.com or HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. And they're going to take you to the website. You're going to see a lot of fun things that we're doing there. We're inviting you to come in, be a part of this global family, because that's all we are, is just one big family, one massive family. Yeah, we have an uncle that we don't like, but that's so be it. It's in everybody's small family. But this is how it is. Follow the path that is designed for you. Thank you very much and hope you enjoyed. It's a great read. Have we got anything else here?
We got a couple emails. Gail wrote in and said, everything in life is full circle. Do you believe in karma? That's Gail. Zoe writes in, just listening from New York City, and I wanted to say thank you. That's from Zoe. And let's see here. Ty writes in and says, wow, what an amazing story about falling asleep at the wheel. That is scary, but it just goes to show you there are other entities out there that talk to us. And that's from Ty. And let's just check here and back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ty. And that amazing story happened many years ago. I was doing night shift and I was coming home and I just happened to be coming home in the traffic and I fell asleep. You're absolutely right. Many different entities are out there. Many different sources are out there. We think we're the top, we're the superstar, we're the rock star, we're on the top shelf. Ain't like that at all. Pardon my French. Listen, there's something out there that's going to guide you, that is designed to guide you, and that's what it's there for. Having here somebody call me and wake me up, and I became startled. This is how my life has always been. This is how it went down. I was in a car one time driving for an hour and a half. We're going to go visit some people out of town, and I was so exhausted. I said, okay, let's go. I pulled the seat back. I laid down. I fell asleep for an hour and a half on the front seat many years ago in 95. And I was woken up, told me to get up. And I got up, put the seat in the upright position and clicked the seatbelt on and bang, within a second of the seatbelt clicking, we had a head-on collision of somebody trying to overtake. Who told me how to get to wake me up? Who was it that says get up and sit up straight and buckle my belt? Back then, I never wore seatbelts, but I got that message within seconds. Had I not done all that, I don't know that I'd be here to tell you what I'm telling you now. So yeah, there's somebody out there trying to get you back. They have your back. They just want you to be acknowledging the fact that they're there and they're following you. So listen to the guide. Step into your spirituality. They speak to you in the gut, what I call the gut feeling. And every single one of you who's listening or hearing me has all had that I had a feeling. I just had a feeling. Yeah, yeah, you did. You just didn't follow it. You should have. And if you follow that, you will be guided to the path of least resistance, and they will not take you down the path or give you BS or give you camouflage. If you did ask for something and you didn't get it, it's because you would not give a kid a loaded gun. It's just not good for them. And they will do that decision, make that decision for you. Consistent, I suppose you can override them, because I didn't, got in a lot of trouble for it. So this is how it happens. And you know, thank you for acknowledging that. And Ty, and yeah, it happened. And people are out there trying to connect with you. Do I believe in karma? Everything goes in a full circle. This is what Gail said. And it does go in a full circle. And do I believe in karma? It's real. But I don't know that if you're not mindful of it, it's going to come back and get you. But I do know, and I've said this many times, the more you take is the less you'll have. So if you're taken from someone else, eventually you're going to have to pay it back. If you steal a nickel, you may end up paying back, you know, $100, because it's never justified. I absolutely believe in karma, and it's here all the time. Keep yourself clean, keep yourself straight. Full circle. If you take from somebody, somebody else is going to take from you, because you've taken out some of your goodness out of your cup and put somebody else's something in it, and you've spilt out some of what you were supposed to be. Absolutely, I believe in karma. And I'm afraid of that too, because I'm, you know, I don't have to pay a debt back to anybody. When we go through death, and we go through what I call rejuvenation, you go there to remove all the bad things you're trying to bring over to that side, the spiritual world, where there's no body, there's no love, there's no hate. There's lots of love, and there's no judgment and all that stuff. The reason, and I want to say purgatory, but somebody's going to call in and say the Catholics made up that word and it's not real. It's where you sit out until you pay all your debts. They're probably right, but you do go through a filtration process. It's called the rejuvenating process, and you have to leave what you picked up here before you go back over there, because you can't go over there and stab somebody. Well, I don't know how you'd get the knife back, but you get my point. Okay, so you go through this filtration process. And that's what Gail was talking about. Yes, I absolutely believe in the full circle and the karma. And like water, it goes in a full circle. Everything works in a full circle, including you. And that's why we don't die. We call rebirth. And when you lay this body down, another one will be given to you soon enough, and you'll continue. And the good news is we've just found out it doesn't leave the planet. Joey, thank you very much from New York. Thank you for the email. We're running out of time. Thank you. I'm going to go through this. I appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you for being a part of it. Join us. We're here every Sunday for now. I can't predict what's going to happen to me, and I'm an old man. But we're here, and we're here for you. We're here to give you the guidance. We're here to walk you through, to connect to your spiritual guide. We're here to walk you to a place where you can find a path of least resistance. We're here to walk you to a better way of life. We're here to walk you away from the camouflage and the stories that you may have been told, like stories that says you should live this way. We're here to guide you. And there's many different ways to get to that fulfillment. There's many different ways to get to the journey. You know, you could take the speedboat, or you could take the kayak, or you could take the, you know, the rocket ship, or whatever the case may be. There is an end point, and this is when you leave the body. But in the midst of it, from traveling from point A to point B, you take your own time, follow your own pace, put things in perspective for you, do it to where you're comfortable. But be mindful that everything that exists here, even the spirituality that we cannot see, they are here to hold your hand, to take you through the path of least resistance. If anyone ever said God told them to do this, they're full of shit. And you could tell them I said that, because God's not about to do that, especially when it talks about doing the negativity. You know, so listen to the guides, follow your heart, do what you feel is right. If it's not right, don't do it. Follow everything that's great. Keep yourself active. Take care of your body. Listen to the gut, because it doesn't know how to lie or to create stories. You know, it's not going to boost your ego. How many times have you heard that story on TV? God said I should do that. No. I didn't even know God had lips. Anyway, my point here is your journey belongs to you. You've created it. You created all these things to you. And when you hear anybody says to you, God said, tell them to tell God to come and tell you, because that's the intention, because you are him and you didn't say those things. Connect yourself to spirituality, folks. Get your own message. Follow the gut. Do what you have to do. I appreciate you listening to the Barrington Radio Show. We're coming to an end. And I just want to thank you all for your email. Thank you for participating. Thank you for listening. For the Super Bowl fans out there, I hope you're not mad at me, because I don't even know who's playing. And to be honest with you, I don't know that it matters. You know, somewhere, some along the line, somebody's going to tell me who won. And then I'll say, which team was that again? Enjoy the day. Be safe. Stay in touch.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.